My name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and take notes. Today's notes are from the meeting on February 4th, 2026. First, I will go over the monthly financial report. Finance Director Melissa Dubowski and Controller Chris Hollins both gave their respective reports. The city going over budget for overtime spending for police, fire, and solid waste has been in the news, and we will put a link in resources if you'd like to catch up. Director Dubowski predicts an ending fund balance of $353.5 million, which is $162 million higher than the target. The ending fund balance is like the city's savings account. She shared some economic figures. The unemployment rate in Houston is 4.5%. Oil is $57.97 per barrel. Home sales are up 2.8%, according to HAR. She also said that overtime spending is on par with last fiscal year and dependent on many unpredictable factors, such as disasters. Controller Hollins predicts an ending fund balance of $336 million, which is lower than the finance department prediction due to lower revenue projections. He introduced a high school student serving as controller for the day, a position which she won through an essay contest. He plugged a Black History Month event on February 19th in the Legacy Room at City Hall. He remarked on ICE, quote, "When enforcement is driven by ideology instead of sound judgment, families are torn apart, communities are destabilized, local businesses and regional economies suffer, and trust in government erodes," end quote. Controller Hollins then pivoted to fiscal responsibility that is within our control, his words, and spoke on overtime expenses. He said the city is dramatically over budget in its overtime spending with police, fire, and solid waste. Solid waste is projected to be 70% over budget, while police and fire are projected to be 89% and 87% over budget, respectively. Together, these three departments are projected to come in more than $54 million over budget in their overtime spending. Hollins said all of this was predicted during the last budget season and suggested the city either reduce overtime expenses or budget appropriately for it. Hollins said consistently going over budget erodes the public's trust. Director Dubowski agreed that overtime expenses have gone over budget, but pointed to savings in other areas that can balance it out. Councilmember Alcorn said that department directors are directing their attention to the overtime problem and the city should see benefits soon. Mayor Whitmire agreed and said department directors are being strategic. Quote, "If you look at the three departments that require overtime, police, fire, and solid waste, I think that's where Houstonians expect us to provide these services." He also said we will have a balanced budget without raising taxes this spring. Councilmember Pollard said the city has a spending problem and asked Director Dubowski for her opinion on the financial forecast for Houston. Dubowski said Houston is trending baseline, that the city always has a structural deficit, and pointed to progress such as pension reform, efficiencies from the Ernst & Young study, and retirement incentives. Councilmember Martinez said it's normal for the city to have a deficit. He criticized the controller's doom and gloom and said the sky is not falling. The sky has been where it's at for the last 10 years. He talked about the need for a trash fee, revenue cap overhaul, and overtime policies. Controller Hollins tried to reply, but Councilmember Martinez cut him off and talked over him. Mayor Whitmire criticized people, but really Hollins, for complaining without offering a solution. Hollins tried to reply, but Mayor Whitmire also cut him off. There was much discussion that I won't go into because it's weedy and repetitive. The mayor concluded the financial report by saying, "Thank you, Melissa. Excellent job," clearly excluding Controller Hollins. Next up, some of the agenda items. Item 1 accepted final work and approved the final payment of $3.5 million for waterline work along Westheimer. Councilmember Kamen supported the item but complained of shoddy work, construction delays, and a water main leak in the area already. Item 5 approved $1 million for a web-based campaign finance management tool for the electronic disclosure of campaign finance and lobbying and personal financial statement filings. Many council members remarked on this item's importance and the need for further improvements. Item 6 approved $512,000 for a data platform produced by Sound Thinking, Inc. for the police department. Councilmember Pollard said this is the same company behind ShotSpotter, a rebrand, but that the two programs are unconnected. He said there's no correlation or integration with ShotSpotter. And for some context, Houston invested in ShotSpotter a few years ago, but the technology was bad and there was public pushback, so they ended the contract. Item 7 approved $3.9 million over 60 months for recreational, educational, and miscellaneous supplies for the Parks Department, which literally made me LOL when I read it because my mind went straight to drugs. Instead, the document said this procurement is intended to acquire educational, recreational, and therapeutic supplies essential to operations at community centers, libraries, and recreation facilities supporting youth enrichment, senior wellness, inclusive programming, emergency outreach, and athletic initiatives. Item 14 approved $2.4 million to pay for the at-large position for city council runoff election last December. Item 15 approved an additional $842,000 for the ongoing renovation of Fire Station 17 in District B. Item 16 approved the contracts with several firms doing home repair related to Winter Storm Uri in 2021, all totaling $33 million in grant funds. The item also approved the agreement that will need to be signed for each home repair by the city, the contractor, and the homeowner. Councilmember Thomas said the application for the program is still open and that the Housing and Community Development Department is available for help with the application. She said, quote, take full advantage of this money. The department is moving expeditiously to make sure that once they are approved that the repairs can start. So take advantage of this information and get all that is due to you, end quote. Councilmembers Pollard and Martinez expressed concern due to horror stories in the past from people receiving shoddy work from government programs like these. Councilmember Thomas said that the guidelines have improved. Councilmember Martinez encouraged people to document the process no matter what by taking photos before, during, and after. Item 17 approved $7.5 million for books and AV materials for the library system. Item 24 approved $46 million for the Trinity River Water Conveyance Project, operated by the Coastal Water Authority. Councilmember Kamen suggested this should have gone to committee first since it's such a large item, $46 million, and she requested a committee review even though it passed today. And I will conclude with the councilmember pop-off section, which is when councilmembers can talk about whatever they like. Councilmember Kamen remarked on Black History Month and plugged a read-in on February 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the African American History Research Center at the Gregory School. She mentioned a walkout of Houston high school students to protest a classmate detained by ICE. She thanked peaceful protesters at a demonstration at Irvin Chu Park last Saturday. She said that there are detention centers in Texas in our own backyard, and quote, we do have an obligation and a responsibility to speak out because it is in Texas where this is happening. This is our responsibility, end quote. She called out Jackson Square Apartments for not having heat in over 500 units. She said she is using $10,000 of her council district service funds to support health department inspections of apartment complexes across the city, and she said the health department does not have sufficient funding. Councilmember Ramirez said he thinks the Ben Taub expansion will go forward, which will take land from Herman Park. Ramirez hopes that financial compensation the city receives will go towards parks. Councilmember Thomas wished a happy Black History Month and praised related library events. The Apartment Inspection Reform Ordinance is moving to committee soon, and she encouraged engagements with two TBA community meetings. She said, quote, we have to do something that is meaningful for Houstonians long term, which often includes a financial investment, because quality of life and public safety is at the table, end quote. Thomas is planning an event on April 4th that will offer showers, haircuts, meals, and other services for unhoused people. Councilmember Castex Tatum plugged a paper shred event on February 21st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at New Faith Church. It is free and not limited to District K residents. She wished a happy Black History Month and praised the library for their programming across the city. She shared a public hearing for the replatting of Braeburn Gardens, which is outside of Beltway 8, being held in the City Hall Annex, which is downtown, on Thursday, February 5th at 2:30. And finally, she shared condolences for the death of Janelle Scott, one of the first Black female police officers in Houston. Councilmember Martinez is embarking on a civic club tour and encouraged people to prepare for budget season. He implied that his initiative for on-demand heavy waste trash pickup has been approved by the mayor. He said he welcomes conversations regarding ICE and wants to reassure people about the facts. He said HPD will continue to focus on local law enforcement and leave federal law enforcement matters to federal agents. He is planning a Know Your Rights event on February 21st at 9 a.m. at the Tejano Center. Councilmember Pollard shared condolences for DJ Michael 5000 Watts, pioneering leader of the Swisha House record label. Councilmember Alcorn encouraged more attention on the open space ordinance. Councilmember Evan Shabazz suggested a change to the short-term rental permit requiring a signature of a neighborhood representative, and she also remarked on the 100-year anniversary of Jack Yates High School. Councilmember Castillo plugged Love Your Pet Month with many collaborations with BARC, Houston Pet Set, and the Humane Society for free or low-cost pet care throughout the month, and he is hosting a town hall on February 28th at 10 a.m. at Shady Lane Park. And that was the Houston City Council meeting on February 4th, 2026. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, emilytakesnotes.com, and that is also where the notes live if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep the podcast edition of the notes afloat. That link is patreon.com/emilytakesnotes if anyone listening would like to help us with that effort. This podcast was recorded by, and it has music by, Joe Wozni. It was produced by Connor Clifton. And that's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.